The Problem of the Five Marks by Melville Davison Post. I travelled up to Ostend with Monsieur Jonquel, the prefect of police. There was never one seeking a solution of a mystery who was left so wholly in the dark. My father had sent me over from America, but I came under sealed orders. I think his motive was more to test me a little in the world than to put me into a problem with the Service de Sûreté, that detective department of the great police system of France. I did not know that there was a mystery in the affair until I came with my sealed orders to Monsieur Jonquel. I knew, of course, that my great-aunt was dead, and that there were complications of some sort. But there were always complications, I imagined, in the settlement of estates in a foreign country. Still, if I had reflected, I might have seen something significant in the fact that I was sent to the Service de Sûreté instead of a banking house or a solicitor. My father was at the head of a financial house of some importance in the world. He would make no mistake. Monsieur Jonquel smiled when he read my sealed orders. "And so, I am not to leave you in the depravity of Paris." He looked sharply at me, and then his expression changed. He seemed to fall into reflection, fingering the cord of his monocle, his eyes vaguely on me. Had I perhaps seen the review of Toyland at the Folies Bergères? I had not. "I shall put you down, Sir Galahad," he said, "in the city of Ostend, while I look about a bit in Belgium. You will require to be hardened by adventures." I slept that night at the Hotel Loti, and journeyed on the following day to Ostend. I learned little at the Service de la Sûreté, but I learned enough to know that my great-aunt's death was involved in something puzzling. She was unmarried, rich, eccentric, and almost unknown to us. I asked Monsieur Jonquel how she died. He looked me over as one might look over an infant at a prize show, and then he answered, "I would be too young to understand that." Too young to understand what had killed my aunt. I, who had a degree from Harvard and was about to enter my father's business.